Hey, this is Greg Grunberg, a.k.a. your favorite Star Wars character, Snap Wexley, and you are right where you need to be, listening to yet another amazing episode of the Black Squadron Podcast.
Welcome to episode 81 of the Black Squadron Podcast. I am BP, and with me, as always, Darth Mari and Todd.
I am living, laughing, and loving my way from all the Star Wars this weekend.
I'm just crying along with my wallet.
Mari, you had a rough, it wasn't even like May 4th specifically. It was like just a rough beginning of May with all the Star Wars drops.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really came for Darth Maul this year.
Yeah.
Therefore, really Mari. Therefore, Mari.
I feel like the chat was like every other, like, it was. I feel like at one point it was like every 30 minutes, it would be like, oh, look, another Darth Maul thing. Oh, look, another Darth Maul thing. Oh, look, Mari. Oh, look, Mari.
Every company I've ever heard of that's ever made Star Wars is like, we're going to Darth Maul the absolute bejesus out of this year. They did.
They absolutely did. They came for me so hard, and I'm so upset about it. I'm not, but I am, because, you know, ow.
See, the good news about this is that because so much of this stuff is pre-order, that this is a later Mari issue. This isn't a current Mari issue. Because just imagine all this. Like, now you got to find space for all this stuff that you got. That's going to be fun.
I cleared off my dining table in preparation for the Legos that arrive tomorrow. I'll be building away.
Oh, I totally forgot about the Legos.
I know, right? That was like the first thing too that I think was available, because that started I think May 1st. So it's been a rough couple days for old Darth Mari.
I mean, she's thriving though. I mean, if it was like a Mando month, I'd be like in the same boat. But geez, like literally, I think I texted you guys. It's like either every company either did Darth Maul or Jar Jar, nobody else.
Yeah,
from Phantom Menace, and we're thriving. We're absolutely thriving. All right, what are we doing here tonight, folks? We are going to talk about Star Wars, believe it or not.
What?
So if you're new here, we are a Star Wars podcast. We really like it. If you haven't been able to tell so far, we are primarily a collection podcast. But yeah, we put out a new episode once every 2 weeks, give or take.
We try as long as we're all healthy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. April came for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, before we get into what we're going to talk about here tonight, folks, come join our Discord. It's been revamped and relaunched. And in the past week, we've been having a ton of fun in there. We've got a bunch of folks in there. We're talking Star Wars, whether it be collecting or the new shows, like animated shows, the movies, cosplay, lots of cosplay talk, which has been a lot of fun. So yeah, come join us. There's links in our bios, and I post a new story to join our podcast every 3 days, so on Instagram. So check that out for sure. But tonight, we're going to talk about a couple of things, mainly some news, some collecting news, and we're going to talk all about our weekend that we had for May the 4th, because we had an incredible weekend collectively and individually. But before we get into the HoloNet headlines, we have to talk about Hunters.
This mini segment. It's only been around for a little while, but...
Everyone's favorite segment. Did Star Wars Hunters come out yet? Kinda. We have a release date. They are swearing June 4th will be the date that this game is in everybody's hands.
I think I've seen like all over the internet where it's like, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of like, I forgot this thing was a thing, or oh my gosh, it's finally happening. Like I think everybody was collective, like it's happening. It's coming. I'm excited mainly because there's a Mando you can play as and I'm all for that. There's also like two Jawas in a trench coat basically. And it's for the people who don't know, Hunters is like a combat arena style game, sort of like, I feel like Overwatch and some of those styles of games. It's coming out on mobile and also on the Switch. We'll see June 4th. There's a cool trailer that came out with the announcement, so definitely check it out if you haven't.
Which is on our website, blacksquadronpodcast.com. You can check out the trailer there. Listen, I've been a very vocal non-believer in this game for some time on this podcast. I'm very excited for it. If it ever comes out, which I still don't believe it will. If it ever does come out, I will be the first one to play it, I guarantee it.
It's been out in some markets. They've been doing like the weirdest, like slow trickle out of this game. So some people we know have been able to get their hands on it and have really enjoyed it. So I have some fingers crossed, high hopes. Any Star Wars game is fun for me. So I'll take any I can get.
I honestly can't wait. I really hope it does happen. But I guess, you know what that means, Todd. Let's hop into the HoloNet headlines.
I'm not going to do a whole bunch of news this week, even though it was May 4th and we got a lot of good announcements. We keep things a little short. We start off with some Disney Plus news, though. Skeleton Crew, little series set in the Mandoverse, if you will. I think there were some rumblings that it was going to come out like end of 2024-ish. So kind of interesting that they're targeting Christmas and the holidays for this release. Watts sat down with Collider at CCXP and said that the series will premiere sometime around Christmas or possibly even Christmas Day. And I think, I don't quote me on this because I haven't 100% checked yet, but I believe Christmas Day is on a Wednesday this year. So if they follow the Wednesday drop schedule, we could get quite the Christmas Day for Star Wars fans.
Indeed, Wednesday.
So they have the chance to do something pretty fun. Everybody's going to be home. It's a good way to introduce people. You're going to be with your families. So if your families aren't big Star Wars fans or haven't really watched any of the Disney Plus series,
you can throw force it on, them get them to.
Yeah.
That's my plan.
Release all the episodes. Release all the episodes on Christmas Day, you cowards.
We also got an updated synopsis of the show. So the show is, and this is a quote from John Watts, it's about a group of kids that find a mysterious secret on their planet and accidentally get lost out in the galaxy. And it's a story about them trying to find their way back home. It's literally going to be like kids getting, a ship and get blasted off into some random part of the galaxy. And it's like, all right, well, we got a Goonies adventure back home to our home planet, which I think the Goonies is like what Watts said is kind of his inspiration for this series. So
Space Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, pretty much. I think it's going to be fun. I think we also got the around the timeline. I think we talked about this maybe last episode, but it'll be set around 9 ABY. So right around that Mandalorian. I think right at like when Mando season one's going on. So we could see some familiar faces, could see, you know, maybe Din shows up and we get another side story that Din ends up showing up in Book of Boba Fett style.
Two episodes dedicated just to him.
Yeah. I mean, we could get that, could get Carson Teva showing up. I feel like a whole slew of Mando characters that we could get.
I've seen people online talking about how this could be a good Omega live action debut series.
Mm-hmm. Which, spoilers if you haven't seen the Bad Batch finale, but that makes a lot more sense if you've seen the finale for season 3 of the Bad Batch. One other thing that came out around John Watts talking with Collider is that he talked a little bit about some of the techniques that they used for the series. And one thing, and I think all of us are going to appreciate this, that he mentioned is that they're using some of the old school techniques that were used in the early Star Wars movie productions. So they got, this is a quote from Watts, is, I got to use all the cool stuff on my most recent Star Wars show. We had previs, mocap, we shot on the volume, we did everything. But the most fun part was we also used all the old school techniques as well. We got Phil Tippett to do stop motion. We did matte paintings, like old fashioned matte paintings. We got an ILM painter out of retirement to come out and do that. So to me, all that stuff is fun, but it's just another tool and it depends on how you use it. So the fact that they got Phil Tippett, which he's kind of had a resurgence with some of the newer Star Wars stuff recently to do some of the creatures in the stop motion and stuff like that. You got the old matte paintings, which I think we talked about this in one of our older episodes, but the whole Imperial hangar in Return of the Jedi is just one giant matte painting.
Yeah.
They were used heavily for some of those wider shots in the original trilogy. So I think it's I've got a lot of high hopes for this series.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't excited for the show. It's just been kind of on the back burner with Bad Batch and everything else we've got going on right now. But after hearing that, just what they've done, bringing back all the OGs to do some of the OG techniques. Mm-hmm. And that's exciting.
Yeah. I can't wait for this one. It's not like my most hyped about one because, again, it's not necessarily something that I'm focused on within Star Wars, but it could be super entertaining, especially with all those techniques getting used.
Mm-hmm.
I do think this series is interesting because it is kind of set in the Mandoverse, just like Ahsoka and just like the Mandalorian, obviously. But this one's, I feel like, flown under the radar because you had, this was announced around the same time as like Ahsoka and the Acolyte and all that. So I feel like everybody has been focused on those. Mm-hmm. And this series is just kind of, you know, flown under the radar, not making a whole lot of big noise, not a lot of splash.
Zero leaks.
Yeah,
not really a ton of leaks, not any crazy like leaked shots, leaked on scene stuff. So I guess we're just gonna have to wait until we get a little closer. I think D23, is that this summer?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, so I can imagine D23 maybe having a trailer if they're targeting the Christmas time frame or some early, like a sizzle reel or something.
Yeah, good call.
And then like 2 or 3 months out, we'll really start to ramp up and get some of that marketing and figures and all the good stuff that comes with a new Star Wars series. So.
Did you say figures?
Did you say toys? Up next, a little more Disney Plus news. So we got a new trailer and a poster for The Acolyte. I'm not going to lie. I meant to watch this trailer this morning and I didn't.
Oh.
But it came out May 4th. I'm kicking myself for not watching it because May 4th, as you guys all know, we were busy. And then I ended up getting busy May 5th.
Today. I watched it, Todd.
I know. I'm the slacking. For those who are new to the show, Mari is adamant about not watching trailers. So the fact that she's seen the trailer and I haven't is, I think there's a disturbance in the force.
I cannot wait for this show. What they have shown us, this looks like the most thriller-based Star Wars I've ever seen. Yes. And I cannot wait.
No, it's. I'm going to have to watch the trailer after we finish recording this episode just so I can be hip to everything. I have seen, obviously, the poster. I think we got a mysterious Sith character, what he looks like. I know he's got like this like teeth design on his helmet. It reminded me of those like old P-51 Warthog.
Yes.
Like,
old school.
Yep. I saw that. I was like, oh, this guy's just a giant air fighter.
Yeah. Does he have a propeller hiding on him somewhere?
Yeah, exactly. They fly now?
I can see that being the helmet number 34 in my collection.
That's as the soon costume. As I saw that helmet, I was like, BP.
Yep.
Yeah. The costume design has been really, really nice. Like, you get the, because this is the end of the High Republic, so you're getting that very regal, very elegant High Republic prequel era costumes. And then some of the stuff we're seeing with the darker and scarier characters is, I'm loving it. So I'm excited. Kind of segueing off that, if you went and saw The Phantom Menace in theaters over May 4th weekend, you did get a little exclusive extended clip of The Acolyte. It was just the fight scene that is in the trailer between the assassin and Carrie Ann Moss's Jedi character. Mm-hmm. But just watching that little snippet, I was like, oh, I'm here for it. Like,
yep.
I'm so excited for this series. It definitely gives the Kill Bill vibes that Leslie Headlin had kind of said was her plan for this series.
I forced my family to sit through the credits just to watch that. They were like, oh, we have to? And I was like, yeah.
I feel I was at the Alamo and I feel like the staff didn't realize that. They're like, oh, this is Star Wars. There's no post-credit scenes. This isn't Marvel. What's going on here? So they were like waiting for us and everybody's like glued in their chairs, like just waiting. Really excited. I think this series is going to be a lot of fun. And I can't wait for the premiere on June 4th.
I literally can't wait.
I know. Yeah. I can't believe it's so close.
A couple other things. Tales of the Empire is officially out. Came out May 4th. And we also got the finale of The Bad Batch. I enjoyed both of them. I really hope we continue to get these Tales of series every like May 4th. So we had Tales of the Jedi, which I thought was really cool. And Tales... some little side stories. You got Tales of the Empire, which I thought was a really cool way to tackle both Barriss and Morgan Elsbeth.
I'm only halfway through, I think.
Yeah, same.
So you've seen the Morgan stuff, but not the Barriss stuff?
Yeah. I'm one episode into Barriss stuff.
I'm half episode into Barriss stuff.
It's nice because it's continuing that Clone Wars animation style, which I feel like people were sad was kind of ending in theory with the Bad Batch. But I think this is a fun way to tackle some. So they're like 3 episodes for each character, nothing crazy. They're like 15 minutes. So you're not getting a whole ton of content, obviously, for these characters. But it's a fun little way to get some extra stories, wrap up any loose ends with some characters, get some more details. I hope we get a Tales of Mandalore or something.
Where yeah.
Get like a Paz Vizsla, or you get a young Duchess and Bo-Katan story. I mean, they could really run with this idea if they wanted to.
I would like
falling from the shaft and then ending up in a trash heap. going crazy.
Each episode is dedicated to one leg. The Tales of Mandalore would be really cool to show how the covert was built in The Mandalorian up until we get to there. That'd be really cool. See where they all come from.
I think it's just a cool way for them to tackle things that you're not having to devote too much time and energy and resources to tell a whole season of a show. But if you have three episodes, you could take any character really in the galaxy, kind of plug and play them, flesh them out a little bit. You could take a small segment of a story that doesn't really impact, like obviously with the Mandalorian, they don't want to do anything that would potentially and then have to be explained in the live action stuff. So they could do these isolated stories, like talk about the armor a little bit, give her backstory, talk about, like I said, Duchess Satine and Bo-Katan, then show some of their early day stuff. And you wouldn't necessarily need to have that explained elsewhere.
This is also a good time to remind you that in the battle for Mandalore between Moff Gideon and all the Mandalorians, that the armor went head first into battle with a hammer and not a blaster. Just a reminder.
Because the armor is about that life. The definition of bringing a knife to a gunfight, or I'm gonna bring a hammer to this gunfight. That's how it is always, though, when the armor shows up, like when they were fighting the pirates on Navarro. They roll up and it's like, all right, well, here's the armor with their hammer,
watch out.
Phantom Menace, obviously the big thing was the Phantom Menace re-release this May 4th weekend. Massive success, and like absurdly massive. I think it's one of the highest grossing re-releases ever for a film. It made an estimated $14.5 million globally for a film that's 25 years old. It's pretty good. It made $8.1 million domestically, so it was actually the number two spot at the box office, which if I was another film that came out and I got beat out by a 25-year-old Star Wars film, I'd be punching the air right now.
And what do you think Revenge of the Sith is going to do?
That's what I'm saying. Like if they could really get this money making going with the prequel love. It was shown in 2,700 domestic theaters, including 150 premium large format screens and 130 specialty motion D-Box 4D auditoriums. So they really put, I think the difference between this and when they did the Return of the Jedi re-release for the 40th anniversary is I think they put a lot of weight behind this re-release, and they got it in as many theaters as they could and on as many screens as they could, really just kind of pushing it out there for everybody to see.
They should do it once a week.
I'm not going to lie. I got very emotional watching it. It hit me right in the feels. I'm sure Mari was also very in the feels.
Oh my gosh. Like, we were sitting in the theater and I was just, like, as soon as the movie was starting, like, I was dancing in my seat. My family's just laughing at me because I'm just so hyped up for it. And then Darth Maul hits the screen and I'm like, and everyone around me is like laughing like at me because I'm just so excited about the fact that I get to see Darth Maul on the big screen. And then it's getting so much extra love.
I will say there is nothing that beats seeing Star Wars like in a theater. Like it's been a minute since obviously we had the 40th Return of the Jedi and then we had Rogue One. But it truly seeing the crawl, seeing, you know, all the having the sound and all of John Williams' score hitting you on the big screen, on the speakers.
Duel of the Fates.
Feeling Duel of the Fates in the chest. Man, oh man. It was
The Naboo hangar was meant for the big screen too, where the battle of Duel of Fates takes place. It just looks so good.
Yeah.
And the movie still holds up 25 years later.
Yeah. It's really surprising. Like, so many people still trash on this film because it's like the effects are kind of like, and I'm like, they're not that bad comparatively. Right. Exactly. Yeah. The like most obvious, like, I guess offensive part of it is like all of the Gungans being just completely animated. But even that still holds up relatively well. So people just got to find a reason to hate.
You take episode one and you compare that to any other movie that comes out around the same time period. And it's like George was onto something with the amount of work and effort that went into just the technological advancements for that film.
Yeah.
What they were able to produce off the computers that we saw them using that in the documentary. Incredible.
Yeah. There's more computing power in our phones now than in those entire computers.
That one computer they showed multiple times of animating Jar Jar, it would take the three of us an entire day to haul that all in there to put it on the table.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was.
It's technology. Last little bit of news, and this actually just came out today, as in today as we're recording, but Lego Star Wars Rebuild the Galaxy is coming out. This is a, I feel like it's not like a series. I feel like it's like a one of the like a Lego special, kind of like the Tales from Vader's Castle special that they did, and some of the summer vacation things like that. It is pretty much like Star Wars What If.
Yeah,
I'm so happy. And
I love that they're able to use Lego to do this. They're like, oh yeah, we can't do this without people getting mad about canon, but if we throw Lego in it, then we can do it. So. We got a trailer for it. Trailer's great. It's wacky. It's goofy. There's Darth Jar Jar.
Misa gonna hurt you, sir.
Yeah. I was like, oh, man, this is... I think Ahmed Best is doing the voice, too. I saw. So it's going to be fun. But that's coming out on Disney Plus September 13th.
I wanted to give Mike Slade, one of our former hosts, a shout-out, because in that trailer is an Ewok bounty hunter, and that's all he ever wanted from Star Wars. <He's an Ewok laughs> So it's happening, my friend.
They did it specifically just for Slade.
Yeah.
But that's, like I said, that's it for the news. A lot of cool things on the horizon. Obviously, this past weekend was the May 4th weekend. So there's a lot of merch reveals, toy drops. So on that note, I'm going to toss it back to you, BP, for the cargo hold.
Put Captain Solo in the cargo hold.
All right, the cargo hold is our toy / merch news segment. So everything Todd just said about cool new movie news and jazz like that, this segment is all about toy news. But before we do that, we also talk about what we picked up from our previous episode to now. And because of the times, we all picked up a lot.
I feel like I picked up the least amount, so that's probably the best to start with me. I had a very, for compared to previous years, very mellow May 4th in terms of picking up things. It took a lot of self-restraint. So I did get a couple things. I got the Sith Holocron, the new version that dropped on the Disney store that's also available in the parks.
I went to buy it and it was sold out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, heartbreak. Oh, I wish I'd known. I didn't think about it until after I ordered. It was crazy, though. I got on at 11, and it was like 30,000 people are in front of you in the queue. And I was like, there's no way there's 30,000 people that wanted Star Wars stuff. I was like, there's no way that there's 30,000 people. So I got the Sith Holocron because I have a Jedi Holocron from when I went to Galaxy's Edge. So I figured might as well get the other one, compliment it.
Balance the Force.
Exactly. Little good, little evil.
I was thinking that Jedi one is just a waste of space. You should probably just throw it away.
Just throw it right out the window. I got a red and purple kyber crystal. So I have like a red custom one that I got, but apparently they're doing like series 2 kyber crystals. So some of these have new voice lines. Didn't realize that when I bought it. I was like, oh, cool. I don't have these colors. Let me get more kyber crystals. So the purple is, I think, Mace Windu. And then red, I think, is Kylo Ren and Vader. But I'll know when those arrive. They're supposed to come this Wednesday.
You'll find out when you find out.
Mm-hmm. And then last two things I got, I picked up Jango Fett number 2 when we were at Comic Logic, Mari's comic shop over May 4th weekend. Had to support the comic shop. Plus, I needed Jango Fett number 2. It's great. I'm loving the Jango Fett series. It's been a lot of fun. Glad I was able to get that. And then also I picked up, because if you've listened to the show, you might know I'm getting married later this year. And while I can't have a Star Wars ring to wear every day, I decided if I'm doing working out or something like that, get a silicone ring for anything where I don't want to actually wear my actual wedding ring. So I got these really cool silicone rings from Enzo. ENSO rings, but they're basically Arabesh, and it's the scene with Han and Leia that's like, says, I love you, I know. So I got one for me. Aww. And one for my fiance.
Yay.
They're cute.
Adore.
That's it. That's all I got. Mari, do you want to let us know how much your wallet hates you?
I mean, I can start off with a real bang. If you're not on our Discord or following along, your girl got celebration tickets. I will be in Japan next April celebrating Star Wars. So if you listen and you're going to be there, please make sure to stop me and say hi. That would be really freaking cool. But I bought like the tickets, and then I got, I think we each got two different types of shirts. I got a bunch of pins. I got a lanyard. Like, I bought everything that I really, really wanted. So I did not. That's spare awesome.
I'm glad you were able to get tickets, because I know some people, it was definitely a little Hunger Games style to get tickets.
Yeah, I'll say at least.
I had multiple screens up, and I just immediately, like, as soon as my screen just happened to change, I wasn't even paying attention. I saw the screen change and I was like, click.
Was this your first purchase in yen?
Yes. Yeah. We were a little nervous. Like, Sean was watching me and he was like, I don't know. Is that legitimate? It shows it in yen. And I had to message Todd and BP and be like, this is right. Right? Like, I'm not about to get screwed. But nope, I got it all. I have my confirmation. It's so exciting. My first ever celebration, and it'll be in another country.
Another country is a light way of saying it.
Yeah, across the world. But on top of that, I started with my two biggest purchases. I pre-ordered Darth Maul with the speeder hot toys, because you know how we do with Sideshow. It took a lot for me to not buy the regular one also, because Todd and BP have turned me into a completionist, essentially. So I bought the Sith Infiltrator Lego set, as well as the TIE Interceptor Lego set. So I'll get the free gifts as well. I don't know if you guys drink coffee. Mm-hmm. We're a huge coffee people, like a huge. And there's a company based out of Florida called Bones Coffee, and they do a bunch of themed stuff. I think they must have a license with Disney at this point, because they're releasing all sorts of stuff. But they released a Star Wars 3 flavor set, and I bought that with this really neat box. I forgot to send you guys the picture, but it's like a magnetic lid box that came with those, and I got a Darth Maul mug as well. Those are usually limited release. I don't know if they have any left.
I was going to check after this to see, because I was on the fence. I saw it and I was like, oh, this is, I might need to get this. So if they got any left, I might be joining you and getting that 3 coffee set.
Yeah, we smelled them and they smell so good. But Wookiee Cookie by far is my favorite one. I cannot wait to try that one. I had purchased the Phantom Menace re-release movie poster t-shirt only because the cup and popcorn bucket sold out before I realized that I could buy them on the website. I bought a bunch of bags. So Darth Maul pin bag, I pre-ordered that from a creator on Instagram. I'll take a picture and send it through the Black Squadron Instagram, if anybody's interested in seeing that. They also have an Ahsoka one, and I think a Rex one. Can't remember.
I posted that in the Discord too.
I did?
I said we could.
Oh, yes. Sorry. I was like, wow, my memory must be really bad. I got a Loungefly. I bought a couple things, the Darth Maul mini backpack and the Dark Side crossbody bag. It looks small enough that it's like all of these are probably going to come to Japan with me.
Just for the people listening, Mari, what's on your shirt right now?
It's tie-dye Darth Maul.
This isn't a game, people. This is a lifestyle.
But wait, there's more. Darth Maul speeder bike Funko. That one's on its way. Darth Maul Tervis insulated cup. You betcha I bought that. The Empire tumbler from Starbucks. Got it. Darth Maul Star Wars Insider. So this one's a really cool one, where it was a special edition holographic Darth Maul. Yeah, so I bought that. And then you guys know I own a comic shop. So I made sure that we ordered every single cover of Black, White, and Red for Darth Maul that we could get. There are a bunch of incentive covers that we don't usually qualify for. I'll be looking for those. Yeah.
There's one of them I really want. It was from C2E2, and they are now listed on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to do it, because it's so good. It's so good. I need it. I need it.
Can you send me the link? Because I'm going to buy it.
There is. It's a twofer. One's a virgin cover, and one's regular with says Darth Maul red, white, and black on it. So, mm-hmm. Say we can split it.
I'd be in.
All right. Is that everything Darth Maul you picked up?
That's everything, I think. I went through my emails just to be sure.
We always remember one thing after we've done this.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think I got anything Darth Maul. No, I did. I got one thing Darth Maul. Two things Darth Maul. Watch out. Let's go. Okay. This past weekend, not May the 4th, I went back to Lost in Time Mitch's Toys out in the middle of nowhere, Maryland. I can never remember where. Fulton, Maryland. They were having a spring sale. It was either 20% off everything in the store or out. There was tables on the sidewalk, $2, $5, $10. The $2 table was littered with Phantom Menace on card figures. So I picked up Kai Adimundi, Jar Jar Binks, Captain Tarples, Adi Mandrell, Padawan Anakin Skywalker, so his little Jedi robe, and the Sith Attack speeder with Darth Maul. This is not his speeder bike. It's just, I think it might just be like a made-up speeder that's covered with cannons. It a unique Darth Maul figure I have not seen from the Phantom Menace. It's all no soft goods. It's all hard outer robe, hood, everything. So that was pretty cool. And then the last piece I got was the Mos Espa encounter between Jar Jar, Sebulba, and Anakin. I got all of that for a total of $18, something like that.
Wow.
So I was checking out of the store, and I know the owner from years of Comic-Cons, and he goes, "Still collecting helmets?" I was like, "Yeah." It was like, I bought a collection last week, and there's a couple of helmets back there. Two of them were trash Ruby's helmets that were just like silicone and smashed. But one was the Black Series Din Djarin, the Mandalorian, and it was brand new. And with the 20% off, I got it for $50.
Wow.
Which goes for like $130 to $150 right now on the internet. So yeah, couldn't pass that up.
That's awesome.
And then I got this Phantom Menace popcorn bucket and two cups, which I'm very excited about. Because of my love for Star Wars Hunters, I bought the Hunters book. I also bought the newish Star Wars Dawn of the Rebellion visual guide. Highly recommend. It's so cool. I don't understand why it's called Dawn of the Rebellion, because there's quite a bit of Imperial stuff in it. But there's like four pages of just like random scratch-built Star Wars things that make no sense in reality, but in Star Wars they make perfect sense. But yeah, it's on sale right now on Amazon. Recommend it. I also bought a couple comics this weekend because, once again, we were at Mari's Comic Shop and we had the support to cause. I got Jango Fett number one, Darth Maul Red, White, and Black number one, and The Mandalorian number two because the cover was sick. As for new toys, cargo hold toys, apologize to our listeners now. This is going to be very enabling and it's going to make you itchy for hot toys because there was a ton of announcements. Starting off with the Darth Maul with speeder bike that Darth Mari, and I'll tell you why I said Miss Mari in a minute. Darth Mari purchase. It's $405, but that's over time. It's not real money.
That's how I justify it.
There's also a non-speeder version for $285.
Totally fine. Yeah. If I can pull off $405, I can pull off $285. No problem. Yeah,
it's fine. Put it together. No big deal. They announced a Shadow Trooper, which is a TK, which original trilogy for the non-initiated. It's a Black Storm Trooper. $240. They announced a gold phase two clone trooper. Am I remembering that right?
Was it phase two or phase one? I'd have to double check if it was phase two or phase one.
I want to say it was phase two, but don't quote me on that. It's up for RSVP. There's no price for that one yet. This one kind of shocked me. Dark Empire Luke Skywalker. I feel like I've seen that painting, that book cover, a million times in my life. And they're making a Hot Toys version of it. 280 bones.
I was going to say, they also did an artisan edition for this one that like sold out in like milliseconds.
Yeah.
But Hot Toys has been doing this artisan edition for some of their figures where it's like rooted hair and like a little nicer, definitely pricier. I think they usually end up being like around close to that $500 price point.
Yeah.
But they, I think they did the Revenge of the Sith Anakin with it. And it looks real nice.
When I ordered the Darth Revan last week, there was a collector's edition, came with a coin or something.
Yeah, they're doing their like Hot Toys has got their like dark side exhibit. So anything that was announced is kind of like part of that. They're having these coins as kind of like a special collectible thing.
Yeah, I got that for Revan and for the new Maul.
Perfect. Just drowning. They also announced Imperial Commando, which is up for RSVP. No price, no dates, no nothing. But they showed it. Looks really cool. They also showed an incredible premium format Captain Rex. So, and if I had to guess, it's going to be about $900.
Since it lights up.
It lights up. It's almost 3 feet tall. It looks so good. But it is going to be very expensive.
It's going to be hard for me to not buy that one because, like, I cannot start another Star Wars, like, line.
Yeah, yeah.
But that one looks so good.
This is technically, I think, part of their mythos. Like, yeah. It looks very much like they didn't take as many artistic liberties with this one.
Mm-hmm. I just mean that's not
but
Sith.
But it's still mythos.
Yeah. If I get Captain Rex, I'm going to have to start buying a bunch of Stormtrooper hot toys. Like, yeah. What's next?
Oh, no.
I don't see the problem with this, Mari.
Sideshow sponsors.
Sideshow tried to come for me with another Obi-Wan Mythos premium format. I'm not there yet. I'm just in the regular old hot toys. And I have, you can see it right here. I have the Mythos Obi-Wan. But why they almost got me? It's the Ben Kenobi head sculpt, so Alec Guinness. But there is also a second older Ewan almost got me. It looks so good. Like, it looks so good. And if we get an Obi-Wan Series 2 and he looks like that in it, girl.
Okay. Done deal.
Yeah. And then lastly for Hot Toys, another premium format. And the reason why I think this Captain Rex is going to be almost $1,000. Mace Windu stands at 27 inches tall, 21 inches deep. And it's $725. Again, looks really good. Like,
yeah.
If you had a really, really nice collection or a nice house, maybe drop $1,000 on these. But they look great. I'm scared to touch them. I don't want to break it. I don't pay for it. So Black Series, there was a Hasbro live event and there was a Sideshow live event. Sideshow showed us all what a live event with announcements was supposed to look like. And then Hasbro showed us what not to look like. It was kind of hard to watch. I watched the Hasbro one with a casual, like a barely Star Wars fan, and they could not believe how hard it was to watch. Anywho, no. Black Series 2-pack of Yoda and Commander Gree from Revenge of the Sith. It comes with 2 Yoda heads, 2 Yoda lightsabers, 1 lit, 1 hilt, 2 blasters for Gree, which I think was, what is the name of the clone, regular clone blaster. It's like the predates the E-11. And then the DC-17 also comes with that. And then it also comes with a council chair for Yoda, which I got really excited for because we've never seen that before in a Black Series. All this stuff is available for now for pre-order, and this was everywhere. They're re-releasing the Empire Strikes Back Boba Fett helmet, which I think Todd has.
You bet I have it.
Yeah.
You got that as soon as it was available.
Yep, it's coming back. Entertainment Earth, I think you can order it right now for $100. So that's a great deal considering where they are currently. And then lastly, retro. There was the Hasbro live event. I think there was only one TVC announcement, and I don't even remember what it was, so I didn't even put it in the notes because it wasn't memorable.
It was the X-Wing pilot 4-pack trooper builder.
Oh yeah, yeah. But they were just showing it to us. They didn't. That wasn't a new announcement because they told us about that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it was more just like, hey, this is coming. The big thing they were going to do was the HasLab, but for whatever reason that got delayed. So I feel like that kind of just cratered their whole live stream.
I think all the TVC they were going to announce had to do with that HasLab too. So yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I think it just killed the whole TVC announcement. So
yeah. But anyway, the retros, they just keep crushing these little retro figures. You take the sticker off, I'm telling you folks, it's a game changer. But anyway, so just like the Phantom Menace 6-pack, instead of being just Attack of the Clones 6-pack, it's Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith 6-pack. So you get Grievous, Anakin, and a Clone Trooper for Revenge of the Sith, and Arena, Padme, Mace Windu, and Jango Fett for Attack of the Clones. I really want the Jango Fett for obvious reasons. But that's it for all the new toy news for this week. So let's talk about our May the 4th weekend. I'm still tired.
Yeah. I'm exhausted.
Saturday. I feel like I get more and more exhausted every May 4th weekend. Like, it just gets more and more crazy.
Yeah. It didn't help. It didn't hurt, but it didn't help that it rained the entire time. Like, it just felt like another like layer of just making me tired.
Yeah. It was tough. Like, I was watching the weather all the way up until the event, and I held out hope for up until probably Thursday that the rain would hopefully push off, but it just didn't. And we did what we could with what we had. But it ended up being a really big success. Having Brendan Wayne in the shop was crazy. We had an insane turnout. Thank you both for coming. It was really awesome getting to see you guys. We don't get to see each other in person very often. But it, what an incredible weekend of money spending and friends.
Yeah, I had a blast. That's only the second time I've been able to wear my Mando kit out in public, not in my apartment. So that was really cool. Just it's so cool to dress up as a Star Wars character because you just see it on people's faces. Like, they love it. It's so cool to see these things in person.
Yeah.
And just the reactions of people is incredible. And everybody there was excited to be there, like the fans. Like, everybody. And there was two different groups there, right? There was a groups there for Comic Book Day who didn't care about the Star Wars mess. Mm-hmm. And then there was Star Wars folks there. And then there was people there for both. So.
Yeah. Yep. That's we had to separate it into two different lines just to make sure that the flow worked for both. And everyone was really cool about how we did that flow. So we really appreciated our customers that day. And just the fact that they hung out with us in the pouring rain, like, It just shows that Star Wars fans will come out. It doesn't matter, which is really cool.
And I will say, Mari, on behalf of the Rogues of Mandalore, thank you so much for the tent to get dressed in. That was super helpful.
Yeah, I think the Mando mercs weren't, because they were the other guys that were there. Mm-hmm. They're friends with Brendan, but I don't think they were expecting that tent. And so one of them knew. He saw that tent up and he was like, oh, I'm going there. But that was a new acquisition, and I didn't realize it was actually four-sided. So I was really thrilled that it had four sides for you guys.
Yeah, that was great. We had so much fun. It's funny. I had, because of scheduling, I had to bring my youngling, and she's 7 years old. She's the best kid on the planet. She listens to everything you say. But she was great. She stood off to the side. She listened. She was helpful. She fell in love with Mari. I have not heard the end of it. I'm tired of hearing it at this point. I know Darth Mari has purple eyebrows. I know. I've seen it.
She's the president and CEO of the Darth Mari fan club.
Yeah, like, for real. Like, she didn't say one thing. She said, actually, she talked about Brendan Wayne on the way home. And then she asked if she could dye her hair.
Good.
Yes, getting them early.
She found a comic in the shop called Primer, and it's about a young girl who dyes her hair different colors and paints everywhere. And she's like, this looks like Miss Mari. So she bought it. So yeah, I came out of it in love with Star Wars even more. She came out of it in love with Darth Mari. So
she's so cute. I just want to give her a big hug. She was so cute.
She had a Grogu shirt on too. She wanted to say hi to Brandon. She got sad. She got nervous, so she stayed on the other side of the room.
That's adorable. Okay,
I also got nervous when I saw him. I was like, oh.
He was fantastic. He could not have been nicer. So his handler is our really good friend, Mike, former host of the show. Apparently, he is. Mike has talked about me and Mari to Brendan in the past. So it was like old friends when we saw him.
Well, I work with him in New York too. So
it was really cool. It was really funny because I had to leave early because, bless my child's heart, she was out. She was over it. And we were there for 3 hours. So can't ask for much more than that. But as I was getting out of the parking lot, Todd and Julia pulled in.
Yeah. I was like, one of these days we're gonna get all of us in the same space at the same time.
I followed you guys around the parking lot, but there were no parking spaces left. And then you guys went to the back parking lot and it started absolutely pouring rain.
Yeah.
So I was like, never mind. I was gonna go back and get a picture with you guys, but it was pouring rain.
I was gonna say, I was so focused on finding parking that I completely didn't even realize that we passed each other.
Yeah.
It was a fun time though. Like, rain aside, it was really cool to meet Brendan, which, you know, I've loved the Mandalorian ever since that show was announced. So just getting to meet him was like fangirl moment 101 for me.
He loves the shows. Like, he gets so into it. Yeah. So there was an after party at the pub, which is in the same shopping center, and him and Pete Evick, who was putting on the music, like, he was doing a live show for the after party. they went back, they were just Star Wars back and forth. It was really cool to watch Pete Evick, the guitar player for Bret Michaels, and Brendan Wayne, the Mandalorian, just going back and forth talking about Mandalorian. Like it was entertaining to watch. And just the fact that both of these people, like, it just shows what a wide reach that it has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys get anything signed?
I already had stuff signed.
I just did a picture.
Yeah.
What'd you get, Todd?
I just did a picture with him.
I thought ahead and even brought a very special paint marker to do this, but
it looks so good.
Crispy.
How sick is that?
For those who are listening to the audio version of this, it's the Gentle Giant Jumbo Kenner Mandalorian figure signed by Brendan Wayne.
This has actually done myself a disservice because Ray Park is coming to the area in August and there is a Darth Maul version of that. Might have to get it. Get it signed.
For people who weren't present at the event, there were also tattoo artists there, and we spoke about how Ray Park will be at Fairfax. And I said in front of Billy, my tattoo artist, one of my best friends, I said, I'm going to have him sign my leg next to my big Toon Sith lady. And I want it tattooed. And he said, done. Just come to the shop right afterwards. So then I'll just need Sam to sign my leg too.
I gotta tell you, one of my dream guests on this show is Sam Witwer, like, of everybody.
I don't know if I could actually do it. I'd probably be sitting there like,
he's the coolest dude on the planet. Like, every interview he does, I watch, I'm just like, man, this guy's dripping with charisma.
Yeah,
he knows so much about Star Wars too. Like, yes! Him and Freddie Prinze Jr., I feel like, are just like massive Star Wars nerds on top of playing characters in Star Wars. So, it was cool.
Yeah. Sam Witwer is a dream guest. Would absolutely love that. But yeah, once again, Mari, you guys put on a great show, a great event. We had an absolute blast. Would 10 out of 10 would come back.
If Free Comic Book Day were to fall on May 4th again, hands down, we would. Unfortunately, that's not likely to happen for many more years.
But there is another event coming up at Comiclogic in 2 weeks, right?
That is true. On May 19th, we will be having our biannual, because we have two a year, LotCons. Words are hard. So this is the spring LotCon. It sold out a vendor space in 3 days. I have a bunch of new vendors. So if you've been but weren't planning on coming to this one, you probably should, because there's a lot more vendors this time and a lot more new ones. So come out to the shop, Ashburn, Virginia. Comic Logic.
Here, here.
I'm so bad at hyping my own stuff. Sorry.
That's all right. I got you. I'll remember. All right. Any closing words about May the 4th?
Hopefully we keep the May 4th traditions going with getting Star Wars movies in theaters or getting Tales of the Jedi. I mean, I feel like there was May 4th is always such a positive day for the Star Wars fandom, but for whatever reason, like, I don't know if it was just because this was on a weekend, so everybody was off technically. Like, people had time to actually kind of celebrate May 4th.
Yeah.
But it just seemed like this was such a positive and everyone was excited kind of May 4th, so keep it going. Keep the excitement going. Lots of fun stuff on the horizon. So lots of stuff to celebrate every May 4th from now until the end of time.
End of time.
End of time. Star Wars Eternal.
That's the new comic. All right, that's going to do it for this week. But before we get out of here, make sure you go join our Discord. We're having a lot of fun in there. And you can get some behind the scenes stuff. Talk to us. Talk to other people in our community. It's a hoot and a holler, if you know what I mean. Also, whatever you're listening to this on, leave us a review, 5 stars, 4 bananas, whatever your podcasting platform asks you to do, hit us with it. And I guess until next time, remember, the Force will be with you always.